This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March the 1st, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The third item on our agenda is the draft proposed policy statement regarding commission actions in matters at the initial stage in the enforcement process. We have a late submitted document here as well, I believe.
Mr. Chairman, I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of documents so that we may consider agenda document 0714.
Very good. The Vice Chairman has so moved. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. We have presenting today both Lynn Tran and Mark Schonkweiler from the General Counsel's Office. Ms. Tran?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before the Commission is the proposed policy statement regarding Commission action in matters at the initial stage in the enforcement process. The proposed policy statement specifies that at this stage in the enforcement process, the Commission may take one of four actions with respect to a matter under review: find reason to believe a respondent has violated the Act, dismiss the matter with admonishment, or find no reason to believe a respondent has violated the Act. The proposed policy statement is intended to clarify the circumstances under which the Commission may use each of these findings and to provide complainants, respondents, and the public with an explanation of the differences between each of these findings. I'd also like to note a technical correction on page 2 of the draft proposed policy statement, line 17. The site that currently reads 11 CFR 110.10F should read 11 CFR 111.10F. It currently reads 110.10F. It should read 111.10F.
Very good. Discussion? Vice Chairman Mason?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Categorization of actions, it was derived from something I had suggested initially, and I want to thank my colleagues for being open to it. I want to thank the chairman and his staff for working through some of the details, and general counsel staff as well for working hard and getting the kinks and details worked out. You know, everybody left after the last, or half people left after the last AO. I actually think this is more important than the Obama AO, because it helps to answer a question that people have asked me, at least since I've gotten here, which is, what did that mean? And in particular, the commission had its hands tied a little bit by this language that was used in the statute about reason to believe, which I believe historically was there first, and then when Congress came along and revised the procedure, they added the probable cause stage, and what was the implication? What did it mean when the commission found reason to believe? Well, we all know here that the statutory purpose of a reason to believe finding is the predicate for opening an investigation, nothing more. Doesn't necessarily mean that we think someone broke the law. But sometimes we would use a reason to believe finding, usually coupled with an admonition or something else, as an expression of an opinion that we, in fact, thought somebody had broken the law. And so that led, I think, to some confusion, which was even described by our litigators at one point. And they said they're in court defending an A8 suit, and the judge wanted to know, well, what does that mean? So we now will have a document to point to it. And what I think is the critical point here is that from this point forward, the reason to believe finding will be used only to open an investigation or to move a proceeding further along in the process if we think we don't need an investigation. And in every case that I can imagine, a reason to believe finding will be followed by some subsequent statement that says either, well, we investigated it and concluded there was nothing there, or we investigated it or pursued conciliation and found there was something there, but there will be some sort of follow-up. And so we won't leave a reason to believe finding out there as some kind of cloud on somebody's reputation just because we got a complaint and we're obligated to investigate it. I think it'll also help in terms of on the other side where we think a complaint is totally without merit, or we think the response has answered it completely, or again on the other hand where we think that there has been a violation of the law that's just not one we want to pursue. And so I think it sort of lays these things out much more clearly and should be of help in obtaining compliance with the Act, and also in making sure that people who are blameworthy get blame for whatever purpose that may serve, and those who are not escape that.
Thank you. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to express my appreciation both to the staff and to Commissioner Mason for his leadership on this. I know he and I are the old-timers here. Ever since I've been here, not quite as long as Commissioner Mason, I've been frustrated by the dilemma that we leave people in when we find reason to believe, and then ultimately, after an investigation, we decide that there really wasn't anything there. We couldn't dismiss it in the first instance because we weren't sure. But then we just dismiss, but we never take back the finding. You know, that reason to believe finding is just sort of out there. And I think this is going to be very helpful in providing clarity to people and, as Commissioner Mason said, you know, not leaving people with a cloud over their head unnecessarily. And clarity is a good thing. It's a good result.
Very good. Commissioner Von Spakovsky.
Well, I just want to echo Commissioner Weintraub's statements, but I also want to point out, and this is something very important that the Vice Chairman pointed out, that you know, all the news today will be made by the Obama case, and this policy we're going to adopt is going to affect every enforcement case from now on. And I want to compliment both the Office of General Counsel for their work on this and my other commissioners, and the public needs to know, I just counted it up this morning, this is the sixth new policy statement we've adopted within the last 6 months. All of them on embezzlement, best efforts, purposes of disbursement, sua sponte, and probable cause hearings. Every one of them has been adopted unanimously, which indicates the shared goal of the commissioners to improve the effectiveness and efficiency of what we do here. And as Commissioner Weintraub and I are always talking, provide transparency in what we do. And there's been a real effort here to improve this. I mean, the adoption of that hearings policy, that was something the ABA noted as a deficiency here in 1983. And we finally have adopted that. And I was speaking to a former commissioner about it, who, when he found out that we had not only adopted it, but all six commissioners had voted for it, he was just astonished that this had finally gotten done. And so I think coming off what was one of the most successful years of the agency's history in terms of enforcement, you know, twice as much collected civil penalties as ever, largest number of enforcement cases closed in its history, and at the same time, we're doing everything we can to improve our policies. And, I mean, the regulated community ought to be very happy that we are, at the same time that we're doing good enforcement, also changing our procedures for the better. And that's really what ought to be the news about this. So I fully intend to support this.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Walther?
I'd like to add just it's nice to have some clarity here on the commission table, because when I first got here and was looking at some of the issues that came before us, I said, well, I really don't believe there's a violation here, and it says I've got to have a reason to believe. And they said, don't worry about that. You don't have to have a reason to believe there's a violation. And now it's clear that we're really only talking about an investigation. You have a reason to believe to investigate, not that there's a violation, and the stigma of the use of those three words is now gone here at the table and elsewhere now, too.
Very good. I often reach points in these meetings where the old adage attributed to Mo Udall comes to mind, where he was equipped at some point. Everything's been said, but not everyone said it. So I'll try and restrain myself from reiterating what's been said before, but I agree. I mean, this is, I think, another one of a series of improvements to our practices and procedures, and a helpful one at that. I think all commissioners have participated in these. This particular one, I think, had its genesis, no doubt, and from Commissioner or Vice Chairman Mason, who was able able to solve a particularly difficult problem we're dealing on the enforcement side by sort of revising an idea that had bounced around years ago of amending how some of these cases are closed out. I also wanted to be more specific. Lynn Tran and Mark Schonkweiler worked very, very quickly. The quality of their work product was very, very high, and it's reflected in this document today, and I wanted to very specifically thank the both of you for your efforts in this area. Vice Chairman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to spoil the support from Commissioner Von Spakovsky, but I would note that not everyone is in the regulated community is happy with an efficient enforcement agency. I think it's a good thing, but... I move approval of the draft policy statement as set forth in Agenda Document 0714.
Very good. The Vice Chairman has moved the adoption of Agenda Document.
With the amendment previously stated.
Okay, has moved the adoption of Agenda Document 07-14 with the amendment previously stated. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0.